Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Ksubis, Perik Yud Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Admenai Meshivas, like we learned in the first Mishnah of this Perik, Admain, he had seven things that he ruled on that the Chachamim disagreed with, and we're going to go through B'ez Hashem Yisbarach one by one, all seven. Here's the first. Misha Mes, this person passed away, V'niach Banim Ubanais, he left over sons and daughters unmarried. Bizman Shanachasim Mirubin. Literally, we look into the father's estate, what he left over, he has many properties. What does it mean, many properties? What's called many? There are two pshatim in the Batanur. One pshat is enough to support both the sons and the daughters for 12 months. Another pshat says the Batanur, this is according to the Rambam, there has to be enough over here to support the sons and the daughters until the daughters reach the age of begeres. So, bizman shanachasim merubim, if there's enough, habanim yarshim, the sons, they get all of it, habanis nezainis, and the sisters have to be supported from it. Ubenachasim mu'atim, but if there's not enough money, there are limited nachasim over here. So, habanis yezainu, the first thing we take care of is that the daughter should have their mezainis from the nachasim. What about the sons? Nechasim mu'atim means there's not enough to support both the sons and the daughters. So the daughters get first. What should the sons do? How are they supposed to live? Well, after the daughters receive what they need, v'banim yechazu al apsachim. They're going to have to knock on doors and ask for tzedakah. What should we do? It's either the sons or the daughters. But we don't want the daughters walking around knocking on doors. Admin Oymer, Admin says, v'shvul sheni zachar hifsadati, because I'm a boy, I shall lose out? I'm the one that's supposed to yarshin the nechasim when there's enough. So when there's not enough, not only don't I yarshin, but I get less than my sisters? They get supported, I have to walk around? Omer Rabban Gamliel, Roya Nias Divri Admon. I see Admon's point of view. Still, however, the halacha is not like Admon. So chazing over Mishnah Gimel, Admon says seven things, and the Chachamim disagree with all seven. Here's the first of the seven. Someone died and left sons who want to collect the Yerusha and daughters who want to be supported. They have a right to be supported. It's a takanas chachamim that they should receive support from the estate. So Chazal said like this, when there are many properties over here, more than enough to support both the sons and the daughters, that is a machloikis, like we explained, for how long? Some say for 12 months. That Rambam says that's the second Mishnah of the Batanura. No, enough until they reach the age of Begeres. But if you have enough, then the sons yarshin it all, and the daughters are going to be supported from it. Sons take control, but they have to provide for their sisters. If there's not enough, there are few properties to support all the children, the daughters get the full amount that they need, and the sons yarshin whatever's left, and it's not enough to support them, they're going to have to go knocking on doors. Admin says, every son can claim, normally we have stronger rights than our sisters. Now because there's not enough, we have weaker rights than our sisters? If there's enough, we yarshin. We just give our sisters what they need until they become a begaris or until they get engaged. Why should we be treated worse now that there's not enough? Now we get less than our sisters? Ram Gamil says he sees Admon's point of view. But Lamaisa, the halacha is not like Admon, says the Batanura. And as the Shita Mekabetzis explains it, the reality is it's a lot harder for a girl to go begging for money than a boy. And therefore, we first take care of the daughters.